The world famous Phil Hendry Show is on the air right now. And I'll tell you something, if you missed the pre-show, brother, you missed a lot.
This was a very good pre-show, Phil.
Thank you.
Get it.
What was that?
Get it.
Well, I think the pre-show today was extremely powerful, very vigorous. If Phil were still working in radio, he would be fired. Oh, man.
Well, no question about it. So if you are a subscriber to our website, and you should be a subscriber to our website, it's the greatest online value other than porn. There's almost 20,000 full hours from full radio shows of archive material. A radio show that was, I have to tell you, and continues to be, I'm belching, excuse me.
Well, Phil, do you think you could take care of that before the program?
Yeah, Bill, I don't agree with Margaret.
No, I can't schedule belches, okay?
You can't schedule belches?
Yeah, get it! Stutter step that one, Mr. Hendry.
All right, sorry. I apologize for that, Margaret.
That's all you needed to say.
Okay. I apologize for belching.
Well, you didn't belch exactly.
All right, man, why don't you draw attention to it, man?
Can't talk much.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. Mr. Henry's saying something.
Thank you. Hold on. I don't know what it was.
You were talking about the pre-show.
Oh, the pre-show was, it was a whole lot of stuff about the radio business. You know, every now and again, you have to get on here and talk about the radio business. It's still there. It's burning slowly, you know. It's like watching a city burn. The radio business, like watching a city burn. And you have to make a comment, you know. You can't just sit and stare at the flames leaping from the city. Every now and again, you got to look back at the... It was like in 28 Days Later when they saw, Manchester burning.
28 Days Later, that's a big movie for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a very seminal film in the Phil Hendry hagiography.
Hagiography?
Yeah, it's like the history.
Anyway,
you know, you like history?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it was a very important film in the history of my life. So the radio business is like a burning city, you know, that you fled and you turn and you look back and you see the, the flames.
But will that rage virus come out of there?
What about the rage virus?
There ain't no rage virus. All right. It's just a bunch of, you know, it's the buildings and stuff burning. And you turn and you look and you want to say, God damn, man, what happened back there? I'm glad I got out with my ass, you know. I'm glad I got out with my ass intact.
Hey, thank you.
And so during the pre-show this morning, Phil was, articulating very vigorously about what is wrong with the radio business. So it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, well...
Margaret, you know, there you are back in Philip. Usually you love to brown nose it.
I don't brown nose anything, thank you.
Well, are you kidding? You're always telling Phil, you know, you better watch it.
I don't like it when he is sticking... When Phil puts it in a meat grinder and says, oh, you know something? I don't think I need to take a leak. I think I'd like to drop it in it. Never mind.
Okay, Margaret.
Well, that's what you do sometimes.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you drop your wiener in a meat grinder.
Never mind what I do and quit your, you know, comparing it to that. Thank you very much. All right, today we have...
What about pre-show?
The pre-show, let me just tell you this. Get a subscription to our website and you'll hear the pre-show. The Phil Hendry Show website, okay? That's all I'll say about that. And if you don't have a subscription to our website, because like I said, our show, there's 20,000 hours of our show, many different generations of our show. And we've always endeavored on this show to be as unique, as different, and as funny as we can possibly be within the limits of how, you know, funny we can be. And that's just kind of how I like to do things. Now... we were able to successfully do a radio show for, you know, about 16 years working in the radio business. That was a miracle that thing stayed on the air for 16 years. We now ply our trade here in the world of digital, and we have completely removed ourselves from the radio business. We are not really on an advertising model, even though we do have advertisers. That's not what pays the bills. What pays the bills around here is the subscription subscription dollars, much like the New York Times, much like magazines, you know, people pay for certain products in this world. People pay for Netflix. People pay for Amazon. People pay for Hulu. People pay for Yulu. People pay for
Hula Hoop.
For Hula Hoops. And they pay for us.
And they pay for ball games and...
Yeah, they, there's a lot of things they pay. So it's not an unusual thing to have that kind of a service. We are working in the world of digital, which is a brand new world.
Well, you're going to start to give a speech now, and you're going to start to get pissed off again.
All right, you're right. I don't want to get pissed off. But I did. I got so...
Don't do it. But if you want to hear Phil really at his best when it comes to ripping the radio suits and ass, and again, to the general's point, no, I don't recommend it, but I at least it was honest. Were you working in radio and you made the speech that you made this morning, Phil, I would recommend that you get fired. What are you looking at?
Is this going to end?
Yes, it's going to end with this. A fist...
You missed.
Really? Did I miss that one?
Ah, you hit my nerve.
All right, okay. We're going to do a shortened podcast today, only because there are other things. There are bigger fish that we have to fry today. My apologies. We will have on Ed Elcott. He's going to be talking to us about the Archangels. These are individuals who we had heard from a listener. We're going to have Ed Elcott on. We had heard from a listener of ours who was also, for a very brief time, he and his wife had been initiates in Elcott, the Next Step. Margaret, you got the story?
Yes, this is a man by the name of Leonard Salvo. He and his wife, Dorothea, were initiates in the Elcott, the Next Step religion. What happened to them when they decided to leave Elcott was, according to Leonard, it was not similar to Scientology, but there was some kind of goon-like harassment.
What do you mean, goon-like?
Well, I'm talking about how, you know, how Scientology would follow people around.
Yeah, but hassle people, follow them around, and like pick it and stuff.
Are you saying that Elcott did that?
Well, not Ed Elcott.
No, I mean the religion.
Well, no, he said it is similar. It's not. It is not the goon. It's not full goon.
So they don't give him the full goon. It's a partial goon.
Maybe a partial goon.
Just let them talk about it, okay?
Well, Phil, I'm trying to get all of the ducks. Excuse me, I just belched too.
You know, I think it's that paste picante sauce you were serving everyone last night, Phil.
What about it?
Well, everyone's belching, and that's everyone ate that.
Yeah, think that's it?
No, I have some, too.
No, I don't think that's it, no. Everyone had paste picante. Everybody drank water, too. Everybody had a beer.
I did not have a beer. I had light sherry.
Well, you had the light ham. Did you have any of the picante sauce?
I did have. I put the picante. I slathered it on some of the light ham. Yes, what are you looking at?
Well, I just wondered if you did.
No, I always like to slather the light. You know, because I eat light ham... You know something? I have to go to the bathroom. When I come out of the bathroom, I expect to be treated like a human being. Excuse me.
Margaret, just because I laughed at the fact that you eat light ham.
Life ham? Pardon me.
All right. Let's go to Bob Bacon. He's got traffic. Then we got Ed Elcott, and we have Mr. Leonard Salvo. We'll talk with us about I don't know whatever happened to him. Mr. Leonard Salvo will talk with us about his possibly being hassled by the Archangels of Elcott, the Next Step, a goon-like squad. I don't know. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bill, it's Jay Hurley of Downtown Trail. I'm looking up that South Trail. And if you go up the old dirt road, I'm looking at parked people out there, and the guy taking down the panties. Hey, over here on Highway 61, revisited. I was revisited just the other day, and I tell you, what, it didn't look any better this time than the first time I went out there on Highway 16. Out of the car chin, I'm going to shake my T-bone. You're going to take that T-bone? You're going to have that? Shake that T-bone. T-bone Burnett here. This is Bob Bacon. Delivery show traffic.
You know, Eddie Murphy's got a...
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy here.
What is Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy has Oh Ja Ja, which is a new reggae song. And
this is Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Very good, Eddie. And...
Well, what is it, a gag or something?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think this isn't the first time Eddie Murphy's done reggae. I've heard some other reggae songs from Eddie Murphy. All right, on the line with us here from the Elcott, the Next Step headquarters in Wampanoag, New York, is Ed Elcott, Dr. Ed Elcott, who is one of the priesterlies, Elcott South, from the Elcott, the Next Step religion.
Let me just, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Well, and Ed, this is General Shaw.
Good morning.
Good morning. What does that mean, Ellicott South?
Well, the Ellicott South is these are different distinctions. They aren't ranks. They are distinctions. We recognize the division of geography and direction and man's journey on this planet in four separate directions: north, south, east, and west. And it is simply my good fortune to be Ellicott South. That is, I point those of us who are initiate, priesterly, novitiate, or perhaps can preservative or overlord. I'm able to direct them in the by way of the southerly winds. But you know that north, south, east, and west, Ed, they all lead to the same place on the planet.
Well, no, they don't.
Why don't they?
Yeah, if you go south, you go to the South Pole.
Yes, if you go south, you go to the South Pole. If you go north, you go to the North Pole.
No, but if you keep on going, you eventually wind up at the North Pole.
Well, then you're not traveling south anymore.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Ed. Let's see, you have...
Hold on for a minute, because I am taught in Ellicott the next step not to allow two deficients, and that is technically what you are.
You know, I don't like being referred to as a deficient.
Oh, no, but it's nothing personal.
Yeah, sure, it's...
Yeah, but I'm a deficient.
Am I a deficient, too?
Well, anyone who is not Ellicott is a deficient or a malform. And I will not allow two malforms to go up to overtop me or overdo me or however, you know, get more love than me on the radio show.
You mean to out-debate you?
No, they didn't out-debate me. They just, it's what we call an Ellicott the next step I'm sorry, Phil. I took quite a few levelings last week at the bowling alley, and I'm having a difficult time with the electro impulses from my brain to my mouth.
That's what she said.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, wait! Shut up, Bud, okay?
Well, Bud, in a manner of speaking, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
But if you do that again, the that's what she said is so beat into the ground. You've beaten it almost beyond recognition. I think it's only right that I do exactly the same thing to your face.
Hey! Get me off! Get me off!
Yep. Let go of his nose, Margaret.
God damn, woman.
Woman?
All right, hold on for a minute.
Boy, wouldn't you love it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Bud, shut up.
You've got your hands full there this morning, Phil. There's no question. I will say to you, Bud, if Margaret gets a hold of your nose, you might as well let her have it and let her put it wherever she... Well,
what does that mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You know, Ed, you sound distressed.
Well, we are under assault. We are under assault. I do have Leonard Salvo is going to be on.
Yeah, we have his number. Do you want to make that call now, Bud?
Yeah, I'm on it.
We're going to...
You're on it.
Well...
Don't make a... If he says anything about the nose... And, Ed, I'm surprised at you.
Well, I'm very sorry, Margaret, but I...
Just never mind.
Well, what are you guys,
Should I say?
I would rather that you not.
Okay, well, we can well guess. He said something about someone's nose. You might as well let Margaret have it and put it wherever she wants it.
You know, I'm going to get up and walk out of here permanently if I have to hear this discussed. After one of the shows I went over, I met with Dr. Ellicott to discuss his religion.
And one thing led to another.
Yeah, okay.
Bill, have you ever read any of the Penthouse letters?
Oh, my God, are you like a... one thing led to another.
Exactly, just one thing. Margaret Gray came over to the novitiate house, and she sat down to interview me. Well, one thing led to another, and my nose wound up someplace I...
Okay, are you done?
I apologize.
All right, so tell you what, Bud is making the... Margaret, I apologize to you. I didn't know it was going to...
Well, thank you very much. Finally, my grief and my pain is acknowledged.
All right, we've acknowledged it, Margaret. Now, what are you doing, Dickman? Are you making this call?
Yeah, I'm going to make a call now to Leonard Salvo.
All right, you do that, man, and we'll put Ed Ellicott on hold, and we'll be right back with more here. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com talking to... talking here to Ed Elcott. And Ed Elcott, of course, is with Elcott The Next Step. We'll be discussing with him the Archangels, who have been accused by some people who are no longer with the Elcott The Next Step religion. They've been accused of using Scientology goon-like tactics on people who have left the religion.
This, then, is Beartooth, beaten in lips.
Mark Brown here. Mark Brown, facial hair. Oh, shaving. That's right. Mark Brown. I'm Mark Brown, and it is your facial hair that we want to get rid of. It's called a beard. We have razors. You put them on your face, and you scrape the beard off. Now, you need to have some kind of foam. Now, when you put the foam on your face, and you make it all foamed up, and it takes a lot of explaining. Please call me, Mark Brown. I get rid of facial hair of the beard.
Call it beard.
Beard, yeah. We have foam and we have razor blades. That's what I wanted to say. I got to tell you, I just saw Godzilla on... Did I pay for that?
But I think you bet. Yeah, you probably did to pay for the Godzilla.
Boy, what a rotten movie.
Phil.
What a lousy movie, man. The acting blew, dead chipmunk. It was another one of these special effects festivals, which is fine. But, I mean, there's no freaking story there, man. And they, with the exception of, I don't know, maybe a couple of people in the movie, it was just a badly done movie. It was a great tour de force for the CGI guys or whatever the hell they call it now. It seems like it's more than just computer generated. It's
What do you think? They've got a shaman there creating all kinds of visions?
Yeah, they would just hand out acid. What about that? They handed out acid to the people who's going in there.
Yeah, that'll work real good. All right. Anyway, Dr. Elcott, thanks for being back here with us. Now, we do have on the other line, Bud.
Just holding on for a minute. He's the gentleman's going to be here. Sorry.
Okay. Well, and we have with us Leonard Salvo. He and his wife had been members of the Elcott The Next Step in the Los Angeles area. And now they are, he's with us on the phone right now. At home, no longer members of Elcott The Next Step.
Is the gentleman there?
Mr. Salvo, you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Hello, this is Ed Elcott, Mr. Salvo. How are you?
I'm well.
Were you an initiate in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles Preservative or a Redeemery?
Yes, this was something my wife had got me into. She'd been at a couple of meetings and had gone to see some lectures by, I forget who it was, but it was one of the Los Angeles Redeemery members. Would it have been, do you know, if it was Terrence Brewster? It might have been him, but Mr. Brewster was the one that was bothering me at the Marie Callender's. All right. So Terrence Brewster was the one who got you... And you thought he was bothering you? No, I didn't think he was bothering me.
All right, hold on. Let's just agree that Mr. Salvo, you and your wife were in the religion for a while.
We were in the religion. We paid the nominality, as they call it, which was a abundance. They called it. Would you please make us abundant? And I said, I don't know what you mean by that. And they're making us abundant. I'll do it if you don't mind. Making us abundant is a donation. I'll do it if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm not here to argue with you, sir. I understand that, but I'm trying to say that my wife and I joined my wife is sitting here and she's frightened to talk. She doesn't want to talk. She'd rather watch. This is the history of the boogeyman. Is that it? There's a something on American Horror Classics. Is that American Horror Story? No, it's a channel, American Horror Classics. The history and the evolution and etymology of the boogeyman. Is that what you want to watch, honey, instead of being on here? See, she would rather be watching a boogeyman show than talking to you, Ed. I feel very badly about that, and I want to make things right, all right?
Okay, tell me what happened then. You left the religion?
Well, as I said, we paid our abundancy. We had answered the call to abundance.
Hold on for a minute. What is answering the call to abundance?
We paid an initiation fee.
Well, can you say that?
All right, if you want me to, but then Ed will not acknowledge. I cannot acknowledge if he does not speak the proper terminology of Elcott the Next Step.
What does that mean, you can't acknowledge?
It's as if he doesn't exist. Yeah, so I've got to get it all right.
What is the boy you talk about? There's a real scam there, Mr. Elcott. A real scam.
It is Dr. Elcott, if you don't mind, General.
All right, Dr. Elcott. Geez, big deal.
Well, would you like me to call you Captain Shaw? Oh.
Look at this guy, man. What, am I burned?
Well.
All right, gentlemen, let's grow up. Let's not keep the, you know, we were at a nice, mature level, and you guys are sinking down to juvenile stature here. So go on.
Well, my wife and I had made the abundance payment. We went to the Redeemery to attend to our ear flushing.
May I ask what an ear flushing is?
You may ask, but I have to be the one that gives the answer. You've been giving too many answers here. Yes, sir. An ear flushing is what you would call a sermon. Well, I'm not laughing. Are you laughing, Leonard? I dare not laugh. I dare not laugh because of the archangels and the irritation. They will put you through what they call level one irritant. And that is, they come up to you and start bothering you about, can they borrow a spoon? Can they use the sugar from your table? If you're out at a movie theater, they sit in front of you and pass gas and talk loudly. They don't come up to you and say, you've sinned. They don't do any of the cornball Scientology stuff. Well, you're talking about science. We have nothing to do with Scientology. Oh, no, not at all. But you harass and you hassle people. I used the wrong term. You use level one irritant by invading, excuse me, I used the wrong term again, by your invasion of my corpulent state. Wrong term. I'm sorry. Corpulent space.
Wait, Ed. We can't have a conversation here that is going to be of any length and that is going to be understandable if we cannot listen to just plain English words spoken. You're saying you're not going to acknowledge this guy if he uses the wrong terminology.
Yes, this is your way of controlling things, Ed. I think it's wrong.
All right, so what gives, Elcott?
Well, I don't like being called by my last name, but okay.
That's what I'm calling you.
All right. It is simply a part of our religion, Phil. Respect for my religion is that you use the proper terminology or else you do not exist. You become invisible. And there are some of us in Elcott that believe that were I in the same room with Leonard and he used terms like sermon, or if he used the wrong term, that I would be able to walk through him, that he would be invisible, and that I would walk through him. And when you walk through another person, they're in the invisibility state, and you walk through them, you get a little bit of, you get a kundalini charge, or if you will, an erection. There. Are you happy?
Happy with what?
Will you guys grow the hell up?
Happy with what? Are you happy that I used some Earth people language?
Is that what you call people that are not Elcott the Next Step?
Yeah, they call them... Oh, wait, whoa. Hold the phone there, my friend. I'm the Priesterly. I'm the Elcott South. I'll answer. Now, what was your question?
What do you call people that are not in Elcott the Next Step, the religion?
We call them the same term that they use in Alcoholics Anonymous, the Earth people, or we call them the Earthers. We call them, the birth canal beings. Because you see, in Elcott the Next Step, when we are reborn in Elcott the Next Step, we go through the celestial channel. We are channeled, and we pass through the channel of celestiality. The afterbirth is stardust. It's not afterbirth. It's stardust and the sweet-smelling evergreen of the most beautiful forests in the world. I mean, that's how wonderful it is. You, Phil, you came through a birth canal, probably covered with afterbirth. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, that's a wonderful way to a beautiful experience like childbirth.
Beautiful for who? Sure not for the kid, I'll tell you that. Maybe it was beautiful for you, Margaret, but your son, the Delmonico, oh, God. Oh.
All right, quit. You know something, Ed? All of a sudden, you've got some sarcasm working here.
Yes, I've noticed that myself. You're very sarcastic.
Yeah, well, maybe he has the right to be.
All right, we can get into discussing somebody's manner all we want, but we still want to hear from Mr. Salvo on this level one irritant, the invasion, which is another way of saying that you were hassled or stalked by members of Elcott the Next Step when you left the religion.
Well, that is actually the case, and my wife, Deandra, who is sitting here watching the history of the boogeyman, its causes and its causes and cures. She would.
What is this history of the boogeyman?
Talk about history of the boogeyman on American Horror Classic.
I know that, but what is this woman?
She'd rather be watching History of the Boogeyman than talking to Ed.
Well, your wife is very irrationally afraid of me. I'm not going to do anything to her.
No, but the sound of your voice. Now, let me say, Ed, I'm trying to do this the best way I can. We left Elcott the Next Step, or as they say in Elcott the Next Step, we created an opportunity to be flushed. We created an opportunity to be expelled, or in the crudest possible form, we were run from the colon of Elcott. And as we were flung from Elcott's colon, very good. Now I'm forgetting the terminology.
What the hell is this? Why don't you let the guy speak English?
No. I will not allow what happens to a lot of other religions, especially here on these podcast, radio show, whatever you call this mung that you do. I will not allow our religion to be foundered or to be touched and squeezed, especially between the forefinger and the thumb.
That is Elcott the Next Step language for abused.
Yeah, that, you know, all right, I got to take a break.
Well, you've always got to take a break, Phil, when you find yourself losing.
Let's take a break here.
Phil, I you know, you're going to have to get... I think this man, this Elcott, is controlling things.
You know, I like Ed Elcott, but he's not letting this guy tell his story.
What do you want from me, man? He's gonna hang up. He's just gonna go. If he hears his religion, quote, abused, if he hears all kinds of stuff said that he doesn't want to hear, he's going to be pissed off, and he's not going to hang around for the debate. We'll be right back. Here's OB O'Brien. This is with Drake. It's called Scheming Up. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Yeah.
All my niggas so hungry, man, they just eat what they kill.
Jerry Steeman here for the Steeman Grill. Man, you've seen nothing like it in all of your years on this planet. If you want shrimp, if you want beautiful, fat, thick vegetables that have been steamed or lightly blanched, if you want seafood, if you want steak, anything, in the Jerry Steamer Steeman, man, we can throw it in there, put in some nice cooking oil, throw in a very nice sauce, select images, push the button. Bang, there it is, a beautiful picture of a meal that you would like to eat. Unfortunately, we don't do that. We just make pictures of them.
Nigga been backstroking.
Oh, Jerry Steamer Steamer.
What the? Right now. Let a... Yeah. This song, let a N-word swim in the pee?
I didn't say swim in the pee.
That pussy!
I know that, you filthy...
Get my shirt!
Move his shirt, Margaret.
Rotten shirt. That shirt is so bad, bud. You should have wanted me to tear it off your back.
Let's get to let's go to our friend here. Well, Mr. Salvo and Ed Elcott. We do not have the usual time on the show today. It's going to be a shortened show, so I need to get to this. If you wouldn't mind, let Mr. Salvo, Ed, at least express himself. And if he makes an error here or there, we'll give him the time to correct it. Does that sound fair?
Well, that sounds fair, but I have other things to attend to. I'm not going to sit here, through an indeterminate amount of time to hear my religion, to hear lies spewed.
There's no lies being spewed, Dr. Elcott. My wife and I were initiates. We were then expelled from the colon, and we slid and glided onto the sidewalk of eternity. When we were funneling, which is, can I explain what that is?
No, I have to explain it.
Well, how can I indicate to you that you need to explain it?
When you use the word, then say, I defer.
My wife and I were gliding down the sidewalk of life, I defer.
They were walking down the street.
And we decided in favor of funneling, I defer.
They were going to get something to eat.
We went into a funnel factory, I defer.
They went into a restaurant.
Oh, will you come on, you guys? This is... You know, now I see how you work things, Elcott.
Now I see how you work things.
All right, look, I have to end the show.
Well, you know, you, Mr. Henry, I haven't told my whole story.
All right, Ed, can you be back with us?
I'll be back. Wherever Elcott, the next step must be defended, I'll be there.
And Mr. Salvo?
Yes, I'll be very happy to, because I will tell his story, Dr. Elcott, even if you're making me defer and make it harder. What is that? Even if you have a cone hat on, I defer. That means if controlling it.
Yeah, okay, thanks, guys. Welcome. Today is part two of our interview with Leonard Salvo. Leonard is a former initiate in Elcott, The Next Step, along with his wife, Deanderthine. Now,
let me ask you, what is this? Is this guy kidding or something?
Yeah, the name Deanderthine's pretty weird.
Okay, well, maybe the name Bud Dickman's pretty weird. You thought about that?
Now, that's a, all right.
Yeah, maybe the name Margaret Gray is pretty weird.
What? That's not weird at all.
Okay, so maybe the name Bud Dickman is weird. Maybe the name Margaret Gray is weird. Maybe the name General Shaw.
No, Margaret Gray is not a weird name.
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, how many people named Margaret?
I'm not going to get into a discussion as to whose name is weird. Let's just forget about it, General, okay?
Well, the name Deanderthine blows me away. That's all I'm trying to say. Forget it.
All right. We're going to be talking with him, part two. Now, there's a new movie out. It's called Going Clear. It's a documentary. It's on HBO. The Church of Scientology has already started firing back on Twitter. Today, I saw a feed from a magazine called Freedom Ethics. It's a purchased... Did you see this, Margaret?
Yes, this Freedom Ethics is a magazine that's published by the Church of Scientology, and they have already fired back with references to individuals that were interviewed for this HBO documentary, stating unequivocally categorically.
Yeah, uncategorically.
Categorically.
Categorically, they're stating.
Yes, they're stating categorically. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
They're stating categorically that there's certain people who was arrested.
Yes, they're doing the usual Scientology, which Phil calls the goon tactics. I don't go that far myself.
Well, I mean, I didn't really call them that. That's what other people have called them. So,
now hold on, Phil. Why don't you own it, okay? You said goon tactic.
All right, goon tactics. Nonetheless, what they're doing there is they've already fired back on the HBO documentary Going Clear. And what they're doing, as Margaret mentioned, is they're saying that some of the people they interviewed for this thing have police records.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean, they've got to discredit these people. If they've been arrested for a variety of infractions, they're going to discredit them.
Right. Or try to discredit them, anyway. So with that as a backdrop, on the line with us here from wherever they are, where is Mr. and Mrs. Salvo?
They're at an undisclosed location, I thought.
Undisclosed location. All right. Well, we have Mr. and Mrs. Salvo with us, and we also have We have with us Dr. Ed Elcott. Forgive me, Dr. Elcott.
You know, Phil, coming from you, I guess I'll accept it was a mistake, but to confuse me with a child molester, it is a rough way to start our interview.
I apologize. I'm thinking of a million different things, as usual.
He's going too fast, Ed, and this happens with Henry.
I understand.
All right, I'm sorry for going too fast. We have...
Yes, on line two is Deanderthine and Leonard Salvo. How are you today, Leonard?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, Leonard and Deanderthine, is she there?
My wife is here, but she's not... she doesn't care to go on the air.
All right, so your wife doesn't want to go on the air. Now, yesterday...
That's correct, yes.
All right, now, yesterday...
Well, can I say something, Phil?
Let me set this up.
Okay.
Yesterday...
I do want to say... something.
All right.
Well, why don't you hold on there for a second, Ed, and we'll get to it.
All right.
Yesterday, we had part one of the interview where Mr. Salvo was talking about having been harassed or was irritated, I think was the word you used, Mr. Salvo, by members of Elcott The Next Step after you and your wife left the religion. And according to Elcott The Next Step, you owed money, correct?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's see, now I forgot what I wanted to say, so...
That's a tactic that is used, Mr. Henry. He said he wanted to say something, but he didn't know what he wanted to say.
Oh, well, no, it's not a tactic at all, Salvo. I wanted to say something, but I forgot what it was.
Do you remember what it was now?
No, I don't.
And you're not trying to hassle this guy?
I'm not trying to hassle anyone. I wanted to say something, and I've completely forgotten.
Well, I think okay, so my wife and I wanted to say the following thing. We wanted to say that when we had left,
you see, you are defaming my religion by not using the right terminology.
Yeah, gotta use the right terminology, my understanding.
All right, but I got this, okay? What do you mean by not using the right terminology?
Well, I think that's self-explanatory.
Yes, he's not using the right terminology.
There's a level of terminology, Mr. Henry, that's supposed to be used that my wife, DeAnderstein, and I did not use, and Mr. Elcott, Dr. Elcott, excuse me, is finding fault with the fact I'm not using the terminology. It's just another harassment technique.
What terminology should he use, Dr. Elcott?
He should be saying ejected or cleared from the mother-father colon.
He's technically correct, yes.
Because if this man wants to make a claim against Elcott, the next step, then I believe he should show that he is conversant with our religion and that he, in point, was serious about our religion. Then we can address some of... But if he's coming on here and using the wrong terms...
I said that when we left.
Well, that's the wrong term.
All right. When we were cleared from the mother-father colon...
Okay.
It was determined that we had not funneled... We needed to funnel the funnelment. I'll defer.
Funneling the funnelment means paying your dues.
Right.
Okay.
The
you're not doing it fast enough. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Wait. Hold on, Ed. Don't try to confuse this guy by making him go fast. He's having to use the terminology. Otherwise, he's liable to be. This is going to be used by your side in this lawsuit. To prove that his wife and he were not serious and therefore not entitled to any damages. Were you actively trying to harass this guy?
Wait, we're not even anywhere near that. And the term is not harass, and the term is not irritated. In fact, we don't know of any term. We use archangels to modify.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that term, Mr. Salvo?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
We were moving through space, I defer,
walking down a street,
and optioned our free will for sustenance, I defer.
They decided to go get breakfast.
This is a form of harassment.
No, it's not. Look, if he wants to talk to me, then he needs to talk to me in the language that I'm used to.
But you see, Phil, it doesn't matter. I'm making the claim, regardless of whether this guy feels I'm talking to him in the language that I should be talking to him. I am making the claim that he harassed my wife and I, that they harassed us after we left because we hadn't paid our dues. Okay? And we're going to file a counterclaim against you. Unless you use the proper language. The court has already ruled on this.
The court has ruled that he has to use the proper language.
Yes, because we have to know that we're talking about the same thing here. Was this man a member of the... We don't have any evidence that this man was ever even on our rolls as a member of the religion.
Dr. Elcott, I want to ask you, because this is the very thing that people are saying you do that is reminiscent of Scientology. The pressure tactics...
I have no knowledge of what Scientology does. I'm not... Talking about Scientology,
you don't have the knowledge, but you would,
yeah, see, you're saying that we irritate and have, when did we modify?
You modified when we obtained sustenance, all right, in the dissemination center. There was a protein chute into which I had eloped to acquire the stuffing.
Okay.
I defer.
There was a restaurant and there was a waitress that was putting food on the table and then what?
then an archangel modified. An archangel modified. Three times an archangel modified. I defer. And he's saying that one of our archangels had come over and began to take silverware off the table and started taking his sugar packs. And you call that some kind of a goon harassment. I say the archangel modified extreme and slept with the notion. I defer. The archangel not only irritated but harassed.
Slept with the notion?
I got that one, too. What's that supposed to mean?
These are terms, General and Phil, these are terms that we use in our religion that are very important terms and should be respected. There's no question that this man is making the claim that Elcott, the next step, has performed some modification by way of the archangel. Well, that's fine.
But what we're talking about, modification archangel,
just talk about irritating harassment.
Oh.
Yes, and so we're trying to determine whether, in point of fact, this man even recognized what it was he claims to have seen. Now, I am an Elcott South, and that's the other thing. Elcott South was not... Elcott South was yesterday when I talked, have not been proven that Elcott South means anything. I think it was proved that Elcott South means something. Yeah, Elcott South is the direction in which one goes to complete the four quadrants of creation. The other three quadrants being, of course, east, west, and north.
Yes.
But if you keep going south, then you wind up going north. You keep going south, you wind up going north, and if you keep going, you'll wind up going south again.
What are you guys talking about? Do you mind me asking? We've been listening to you guys for 2 days.
Hold on, Phil. They haven't explained yet.
We're not done explaining. I mean, I'm doing the explaining. Mr. Salvo here.
Mr. Henry, I understand where you're coming from. Mr. Elcott, Dr. Elcott,
you didn't even defer.
I defer.
He should have been leveled, were he a member of our religion, leveled by an overlord for calling me Mr. as opposed to Doctor.
He's not a member of your religion anymore.
He's not a member of it. He may never have been a member of our religion.
That's not true. You know that I was. I was there at the dance. I was also there, by the way, at the dusting. So I was not only there at the dance, but at the dusting. I defer.
The orientation as well as indoctrination are the assignment of bunk beds and dormitories. That's what dusting and dance is.
Where do you guys get these terms?
Yes, a lot of these terms don't mean anything to the rest of us.
Well, I'm very sorry that they don't. And they may not mean anything to Mr. Salvo.
How would I know these terms if they didn't mean anything to me?
Well, I mean, you can pick up any pamphlet. We have pamphlets and booklets available at our clearinghouse.
All right, what are you claiming, Ed? Are you claiming this man is making all of this up?
Yes, this is a nuisance suit, making all of it up on the heels of the very explosive and exploitive charges against Scientology. This man is saying the same thing has happened to him by way of our religion.
Have you guys ever been charged by any other former member? I guess I should ask you this, Mr. Salvo. Do you know of any other former members of Elcott the Next Step who have accused Elcott the Next Step of this kind of harassment or this, what you call the archangel modifying?
Yeah, there have been people, but it's an underground. People don't want to talk, and if they do, they're not really sure what they should say. You don't know who's listening.
See, this is all very paranoid stuff. It all sounds very exciting, and it would probably make a great movie of the week. But this is just simply not true.
All right. I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. We promised to hear Mr. Salvo for a part two today. What are you claiming? You're saying that it's not as bad as the Scientology goons that harass and that in some instances Scientology has been accused of committing crimes, of stalking people, of perhaps even causing injury to people. You're not making that claim.
No, we're not making the claim, but there is a pattern of behavior on the part of Elcott the Next Step, a pattern of modification by the archangel within the circumference of Elcott the Next Step that has chafed and chastised the underpinnings of my glory or my ride to glory. I am...
What is this all this? Is this the language you're supposed to use?
Yes, sir, it is. And you know what? I'm not even going to defer. I want people to hear very clearly what it is. Excuse me.
Let the record show I didn't do anything to make that man cough.
I'm sorry, I'm cough. This is extremely, very, extremely and very emotional for me.
All right, so you are going to give it to us in the straight Elcott, the next step language. You're not going to, quote, defer or have him interpret?
No, I'm not. Hold on.
I want the record to show I haven't caused this.
I don't know whether you have or not. I can tell you that Elcott, the next step, they do a lot of things. They can put things in the air.
Do you need to get a drink of water or something? Sir?
Yeah, hold on.
My God, this man sounds like he really needs help.
Well, you know, this is, there's a surreptitiousness to all of this, Ed, that I don't appreciate.
Surreptitious? Well, I agree with you, there's a surreptitious, but it's not being caused by us.
I'm fine now. Let me say, in the language that I have been taught in Elcott, the next step, and so you can hear exactly what it is we're dealing with. Those of us who want to get out of this religion, those of us who have legitimate claims against this religion, we can't get past first base unless we use the right terminology. So I'm going to say this. There's been a modification by the archangel of the commander unit. Both the commander and the commander's underling, or the underling and the commander. I, along with the underling and the commander unit too, while going for a sustenance refit and the funneling of the funnelment, which had been completed.
What the fuck are you people talking about?
Hold on, will you?
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. This is what I mean, Phil. You've got... and I'm surprised at you, General.
I'm surprised at you. Are you telling me, sir, you have to talk this way so that Elcott, the next step, will even recognize that you're a former bender? A former member?
A former bender? Well, I can tell you I've been on a few benders, yes. That's what I'm saying.
I think that this is outrageous. I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
I'm saying this to illustrate what we are up against in communicating within Elcott, the next step.
Continue, sir.
Yes, continue. I can have this interpreted later.
So the funnelment, and this was my funnelment, when the commander and the underling, both of which...
Who is the commander?
Hold on, will you, General?
God damn.
Yeah, this is pretty weird.
Hold on.
The commander and the underling. Now, Dr. Elcott, a priesterly Elcott South, cordoned off the street of access. Cordoned off the street of access, and by contact with archangels and a modification level 2, created a pinning or underpinning. The ears were pinned back, the forehead was lowered, and Mount Shasta became object 1 in an overall dance. Dusting, yes, a light dusting, but the overall dance.
Now, do you mind telling me what it was you just said?
I'd have to write it all down. It was I'm basically accusing Elcott, the next step.
I'll tell you what he said. He slandered.
Excuse me. I'm basically saying Elcott, the next step, from the time we left the religion until the time this past Wednesday when my wife and I walked into that restaurant, they have been conducting a pattern of harassment, of surveillance, and stalking, really.
All right, now, is this serious? Has anyone been hurt?
As far as I'm concerned, it's serious. Anytime anybody's following you, it's serious.
This is absolute slander, and I can assure you that you will be answering for these slanders by way of our attorney.
That's fine, Dr. Elcott. We have lawyers. You get your lawyers, I'll get mine.
Okay, well, I'd be more than happy to do that.
And you'll notice, Phil, that Dr. Elcott can communicate using a normal English language verbiage because I'm not making a big deal out of it. If I force Dr. Elcott into speaking by way of the kind of terms that he used in Elcott, nobody would understand a thing he's saying.
I can speak in those terms, and I can assure you that Phil Henry will understand.
Go ahead, I dare you.
All right. I am saying to Mr. Salvo and Mrs. Salvo, the tyranny suffered by a people is only as the stagecoach passes. Now, the cobblestone, the child that's running, and a nation tottering on revolution can only be brought to bear by the crutches in hand as they raise them above their heads. And let's not forget the drawbridge and what that means as well. The hunchback and the tail of the people will prevail.
I had no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I listened to everything you just said, Ed. I didn't understand a word of it.
Well, yeah, what do you say to that?
Here's what I say. It's bullshit.
Okay.
Dr. Elcott, I've known you to be a very moderate man. I cannot believe what I just heard. That level of anger is uncharacteristic of you.
Well, you know what? Maybe I ought to start getting angry. Bullshit. What you just said. Well, they said it. What? In other words, you don't believe them, but you believe them when they say they're confused by what I say. You, Mr. Salvo, you speak as a man who is carving meat. And the interracial marriage of your words, I can tell, it's a black and white movie. What he just said. Don't you dare. I didn't defer to you. I'm deferring. What he just said was that I speak. I'm a much more illiterate sounding person than him.
I wouldn't say that. I think the man sounds just as confused and idiotic as you do, Ed.
You know, again, I thought you were a friend of mine, General. I can see now I was wrong. Dr. Ed Elcott reporting.
Okay, so that was a hang-up there. Can we get back on...
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, Miss Salvo? Yeah, okay, he's back. Miss Salvo, Mr. Henry's there.
So you can see the level of person we're dealing with here.
Yeah, but Dr. Elcott probably thinks he didn't get a good chance, you know?
What?
Dr. Elcott probably thinks he didn't have a good chance.
I thought Elcott had as good a chance as anybody in that interview.
I'm going to tell you something, and I know you agree with me, General. All that gobbledygook, I don't understand a word. I don't see how those guys can go into a courtroom or into a public forum like this, speak the language of Elcott the next step, and expect average people like us to understand.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they only want the Elcott people to understand in order to make the case as clear as possible. You got a bunch of people. I'll tell you right now, I heard that. I thought these two guys sounded like nitwits. And I'll say it, and I know Ed Elcott. He's a good guy. I don't know why I know. I guess I met him. I don't know him all that well.
Well, you met him through this program.
Yeah, I don't know why I think the guy, he's a decent guy, but hey, I'll tell you something, Dr. Elcott. If you're listening right now, I've got to reassess. You sounded like a 24-carat clown with all of that baby.
Yeah, well, and that's, and he's going to make a big deal out of the fact that I'm on the air with him right with you right now, and he's not.
Well, he hung up.
It doesn't make any difference to Elcott, the next step. Everybody is to blame, and they didn't do nothing wrong.
Now, this is much like Scientology, isn't it?
I don't know. Again, I don't know anything about the Scientology thing. I'm not making any claims about Scientology. I'm just telling you, at Elcott, the next step, unless you're on board 100% with the weirdness of what they do, you're all messed up.
What is their main... Your main complaint is they're following you?
Yeah, they're following us. They're bumping into us. They say, oh, excuse me. The kind of harassments that we suffer, Mr. Henry, has more to do with the fact that they keep bothering, like in a restaurant. Can I have the salt? Oh, can I borrow your silverware? Oh, can I get a piece of your newspaper? Are you going to finish that? This is one of the standard practices of Elcott, the next step. They'll ask you if you're going to finish what's on your plate. I get up, I pay the bill, I walk out with my wife. Next thing you know, they want to clean the windshield off. Would you like to buy some vinyl cleaner? Can I shine your shoes?
All right, so there's nothing threatening. It's just like pestering.
Yeah, it's like pestering, like you're walking among a bunch of vendors. When my wife and I were in Mexico, and we were dealing with the vendors on the beach down there, it was the same thing.
So they get away with... So you can't say they're being dangerous or threatening.
No, you can't. You can only say that they're pestering you and they're harassing you. And it is very clearly harassment.
Well, it sounds to me like they don't want to be charged with anything more serious than just... I don't know what you would call it.
Being a pain in the butt.
Well, yes. To put it, a pain in the butt, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. They're attempting to cover up. All right, is Ed back?
Yeah. You can't hang up on Mr. Henry. You can't hang up on Mr. Henry. He said you're at an auction? Here's Mr. Elcott.
Yeah, Ed.
Phil, I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I'm bidding. I'm at an auction here. This is the 15th annual Elcott the Next Step auction. We're auctioning off the private effects of Hefner Elcott, my great-great-great-grandfather, the founder of the religion. We have a number of his personal effects. We have clothing. We have different things that we're auctioning. And all of this is to benefit the Huey Denson House, which is a drug rehab house that we have envisioned for our fourth elector, which is a voter district in Elcott. It isn't built yet. As a matter of fact, I just thought of it right now. This is typical of these people. Excuse me, Mr. Salvo, I'm not interrupting you. It's typical to come up with some horse dung
Horse dung?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to stoop to the level that you stoop to using the dirty language. I didn't use any dirty language. I said, yes, you did. You said it was bullshit and this.
All right, well, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, look at how easily you fall into it. Well, you said it was bullshit what I said. You say that again? I'm not going to repeat it because I know you tape it, and then you say, listen to what he said, and I'm only saying it quoting you. Forget it.
Yeah, see, this sounds like a load.
I'm telling you that what you have done, hold on for a minute. I'll bid $61. $61. It's a pen and pencil set that Huebner Elcott supposedly owned. Hold on, I've got to get a phone. Hello? Yes, I'm at an auction right now. And I'm on the air with Phil Hendry. Yes. Yes, Overlord. This is one of the Overlords, Phil. And you're not happy with them. The Overlord is not happy with you, Phil.
I don't care.
Mr. Hendry says he doesn't care. He said he doesn't care. Yes, sir. Well, the Overlords have charged me with making sure you do care on some level. That's a threat as well, Phil. No, it is not a threat.
What does that mean? You're going to make sure I care?
Well, I would hope that with my words I can convince you, Phil, that we are doing nothing wrong here, that this man, through his ecclesiastical and ectoplasmic actions, had...
Well, can we not with the whole Elcott language? Because I don't understand any of it, and nobody else does.
You don't want me to practice my religion. Hold on. I bid 25. You don't want me to practice my religion. Not practicing a religion, not allowing people to understand what you're saying. Excuse me, Mr. Salvo, I'm not talking to you.
Well, I agree. I don't see how it benefits you. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't even breathe. The stink of this entire show.
All right,
hold on. Yep, I bid 30.
Will you get back to your auction, okay?
Fine. God damn it. That was a grandfather clock that I wanted, too. All right, so the next...
Thank you very, very much. There is Dr. Ed Elk. Where is he at, anyway?
Well, as far as I can tell, Mr. Henry, this is an auction that they have at Elkhart, the next step, which is to benefit the Huey Dennison House. It's a drug rehab house that they've been thinking of building now for 25 years. They haven't even gotten close to building it, but they always say that that's what it's for, so people will donate.
Have you been donating anything in this auction?
What?
Yeah, what did you just say, Phil?
That sounded weird.
Have you donated anything in this auction?
No, I have not. I've purchased something. Is that what you mean?
Yes. I mean, is the money...
Oh, yeah. No, I guess you would say I have purchased. It was a grandfather clock, as a matter of fact.
That was a grandfather clock they were just auctioning off.
Yes. There's a scam going on where we thought we were buying these very, very unique items. One of them was a grandfather clock. Ever since then... Every year they got a grandfather clock that they say belonged to Huebner Elcott. Well, how many grandfather clocks could this guy possibly have owned? There's been at least 25, because they've had a grandfather clock to auction off every year.
And you bought one of them?
Yeah. Oh, I bought two of them.
Well, why would you buy... Didn't you figure it out the next year?
I had no idea. They said he had one downstairs. Look, my whole point here, Mr. Henry, is just to alert you and your listeners to the fact that this is a religion that is using these kinds of harassment techniques with these archangels to keep the rest of us who do not remain in Elcott the next step from speaking out against these auctions that are selling grandfather clocks and these archangels that are bothering us by wanting to clean our windshield and shine our shoes.
Well, it doesn't sound anywhere near as bad as what Scientology is doing.
Nonetheless, it's bad enough. It's bad enough. And it's getting badder. Or it's getting bad.
How's your wife? Is she there?
Yeah, she's sitting here. She's just staring into space. No, wait, she's watching television. I'm sorry. Well, you were staring. She's watching TV.
Can she speak with us for a second?
You want to talk to the guy on the radio? Phil Hendry? She said she would, but she's almost at the end of this movie. It's Beckett with Richard Burton. I don't know what...
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for being a part of the show and yesterday, and we wish you success insofar as it serves something just and insofar as it serves truth.
What?
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, yeah, okay, but what you just said there sounded like you slapped me...
So how do you like that?
Well, I don't. It sounded asinine, and I'll tell you something else. Whatever it is that Scientology is up to, this Elcott, the next step, even if they wanted to be as bad as Scientology, it sounds to me like they're missing the pitch.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll ask some guy about getting some cream and stuff.
Do you think that this will come to anything?
No, I don't think it'll come to anything. I think it's. I think the whole thing sounds to me like a much ado about nothing. If I didn't know better, I'd say that this man, this Mr. Salvo, this is another one of these scams.
What are you talking about?
Like, these guys are in on it together. Like, him and Elcott cooked this thing up to create some phony baloney controversy. You know?
Well, I mean, like what?
Like what I just said, man. Like, I mean, the guy's bugging him, asking to shine his shoes, a whole bunch of shit like that. Because Elcott, the next step is a religion that, you know, insists that you use a certain language and you use a certain way of addressing each other. And, you know, otherwise you're subject to having your windshield cleaned. I don't know. To me, it just sounds like a lot of hooey, man. Like, they're just trying to get a little bit of attention for themselves here in these early months of the new year. This is a very slow time of any year. The month of January is a dead time of year. How do I know? Maybe they got a media consultant that told them to do this. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.